Malik Yoba is on the phone. What up, Malik?
Good morning, sir. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Richmond this weekend on Saturday for the Date with Dad event. We had Chad Chad Coleman on the other day. He's going to be a part of it too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm literally posting right now on Instagram while we're talking about the event.
Oh, look at you.
I'm telling people to tune in right now.
You're multitasking there, Malik.
You got to, man. It's a schizophrenic world we live in right now.
And you're screening a documentary, and it's called what?
It's called Daddy Don't Go. So myself and Omar Epps are executive producers of a documentary called Daddy Don't Go.
And what's it about?
Follows the life of four economically challenged fathers that are the type of guys we don't often see in the media, but they're very committed to their kids, and they may not have much, but they got a lot of love for their kids. And it was directed by a wonderful woman named Emily Apt, and Andrew Osborne produced it. And they spent 4 years following these cats around and documenting their lives. It's just a very, very powerful insight onto, you know, the type of commitment that a lot of guys have that we don't really get a chance to see in the media.
And you're going to screen this at the Richmond event, the Date with Dad.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How'd you get involved with this, Malik?
With the film or with the weekend?
Well, with the film and then the weekend.
Well, the film, I was literally stalked by the director.
That's a good start.
They knew of the work that I've been doing around fatherhood for a long time. I started the Malik Yoba Fatherhood Project, which is a foundation. I started that in like 98, and I've been doing a lot of work around fathers. And I think from back in the days, just even doing New York Undercover, representing a young dad on television was very powerful for a lot of people. And so they literally sought me out and found out where my mother lived, went to my mom's house, and she happened to be walking out of the house, and they stopped her in the street and said, we're trying to find Malik to get involved with this film. And that's literally how it happened. But when I met them, when I saw what they were up to, I just said, you know, I got to get involved and how I can help to promote the film.
I said the same thing when they called me. I'd love to do this. A Date with Dad.
Yeah.
And this is the second time.
The first time, I
couldn't make it. I was booked and something came up. Anyway, speaking of New York Undercover, episode of Unsung Hollywood on TV One will feature New York Undercover on March 30th.
I think is it the 30th or the 16th? I think it might be the 16th. I could be wrong.
Well, we will check our listings. But
But it'll definitely be in the month of March, actually.
If you could think of any other show that was like New York Undercover that's on the air now, what show would it be?
There hasn't been a show like New York Undercover. There is, you know, in 20-something years later, there's still nothing like that show. I mean, thought Empire was going to get close to it when I was doing it, in terms of just the DNA of the show, but it certainly went in a different direction. But New York Undercover it's a classic.
What about Power?
I think Power might have some of the elements. I mean, definitely. It's very rare that you get a chance to see real urban tales on network television or even cable.
And how many years ago was New York Undercover?
Man, that show
94 to 98.
22 years ago.
Wow.
Are you not with Empire anymore because of the direction that it did go in?
No. Well, I mean, you know, folks that run the show decided that they wanted to, you know, kill the character off. I mean, that had nothing to do with my personal decision or anything like that. That was a creative decision from the creators of the show.
Gotcha.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, we miss you on that, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'll see you in Richmond on Saturday, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
I am too. The Date with Dad event in Richmond.
And your mom doesn't have to be stalked anymore. That's a good thing, too.
No. Yeah,
my man, Malik Yoba.